Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I want to thank my producer for starting with that song. It's called Special Passion by The Richie and Alien Rose, two of your very own Bahamian performers. Young people, you could find yourself in the Bahamas. Yes, we all sort of cling to this global north idea that you have to leave home, you have to travel the world to find yourself, but I argue that you find yourself first at home and then you go out into the world to find matching parts and pieces of yourself, see where you resonate. And so I also share that to say, isn't it beautiful, radio, and hear voices that sound like yours? Hear Bahamian voices. That's a really big part of this process of collective national development. We got to be doing things for ourselves, by ourselves, with ourselves. That's not to say we have to do it all the time, but we must know. We must know that we could do it. We must know that we have the capacity to solve our own problems, to provide our own laughter and comfort, right? All of these things we have to be able to do. So I am currently awaiting Mr. Eric Sawyer. We've got a NBA playoff roundup. We haven't talked NBA playoffs since they started, not really. And this way, this has been an exciting first round and now second round. And some other news. I got a text here that says, "Hey, Aaron, I hope this show is based on the coronation of your new king." When you say my new king, right? When you say my new king, he's not your king as well? Is he not king of the Bahamas? He's not just the king of England. He's also king of the Bahamas. I want you all to hear that and feel that. Let it resonate. Pumpkin Eater, you say we're independent. Your leaders that you've duly elected, I mind you, they didn't ask you if you wanted to swear allegiance to the king and all of his heirs and successors. Ain't nobody asked you that. And people are going to say, well, you voted them in. You need to make these decisions on your behalf. First of all, I say the devil is a liar. We no longer live on the plantation. Pause. At least not that type of plantation. But more importantly, would the lead into the coronation we've had over a year, wouldn't that have been to engage the people of the Bahamas about what they want to do? Right? As we lead into the 50th independence of the country, should you not have spent the time engaging your citizenry about the direction that they want to move forward in? They want to move in the next 50 years? We're going to get the normal, regular rhetoric that nobody's stopping you from having conversations and nobody's stopping you from doing what you want to do, you know, the Bahamian people. But let us not forget that the Bahamian people, like people all across the world, are still in recovery. We are still in crisis. We're still making our way out of the mire that was, is, the, we still can't decide if it was a pandemic. It was a pandemic. People are still trying to wade their way out of the water while the hospital can't provide toilet paper, toilet tissue for its bathrooms. And you are going to tell me that those who feel that the activities organized by the state for the 50th independence celebration are efficient, are mediocre, are free to organize their own, I'm going to tell you that you obviously don't understand your jobs. You don't understand the nature of this plantation. This isn't like the other plantations where you wield a whip and you beat people into submission. Mind you, for the last few decades, that is what we've been doing psychologically and politically, right? But it's not that type of plantation. On this plantation, you have to remember that the people, due to the geography and proximity to the global north, have access to far more money than people normally do on a plantation. And so you have to engage them differently. You have to spend a lot more energy engaging them. Sufficient to say those who don't know didn't want to know. It's a new dispensation. It's a new time. And it would have been great if our government actually recognized that. You want us to sit here and celebrate the 50th independence, but you want us to do so living in the past, a past of your creating and design. How dare you not just ask Bahamians to dream, but demand that young Bahamians dream for their own survival in an environment where none of their dreams can come to fruition. Where you treat their dreams like your perpetual source of energy to run your politics machine. I am someone who had decided to stay, and I don't know if I can find it in my heart to even encourage young people to stay. To even share a vision with them that may trap them in this archipelago like I have been trapped. How can I explain to them that the ability to connect and with and enlighten and educate and enable and empower your own people is a sufficient feeling to drive the rest of your life? How can I tell them that and expect them to believe it without being able to give them a real experience of realizing their power? How? How? I want to thank that texter who tell me that I have, well, they didn't tell me that, but they hope. That's how we do it. I hope this show is based on the coronation of your new king. I hope that your dreams and desires align with what is necessary for me to comfort myself in my own inadequacies. I don't need a new king. Let's dismiss the fact that there's a possibility that I and others of us are related to the crown due to the presence of the crown in the Bahamas over the years. Let's forget that. Forget that the king is my cousin. I don't bow down to my king But he said, I will lay prostrate, but I would bend my back for my family to step up another generation if necessary. Bow to any king, not on any plantation. Anyway, Texter, let's not do that again. I got too excited. And we got some sports stories to talk about. It says, great show as usual. You don't think they could have had a Baptist choir to the coronation? Oh, let me tell you something. They will probably have a Baptist choir to the coronation. Let me tell how imperialism does it. But put that aside. There's an amazing African spiritual choir. When I say African people, they perform for special events in England. Further to your point, though, will there be an inclusion of the cultures that make up the realm of the Commonwealth? I'm not sure. And that's why we question whether it is time yet to celebrate. Text says, y'all king, not mine, king who? I don't bow down to nobody but the good Lord. Another text says, preach, man, preach. We ain't gonna preach for much longer. Let's get straight to the news. CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship 2023, 10th edition, is taking place in the Bahamas at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Facility in Nassau, Bahamas, between the 8th and the 14th of May 2023. That's starting next week. 12 countries, 12 nations will be contesting the title. The championship also acts as the qualification tournament for CONCACAF teams for the 2023 FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. The top two teams qualify. Now, I hear you all in the news talking about citizenship matters. I wanted to crack a nice little joke there. Y'all better have plenty security. You know these foreign women are coming to take advantage of our Bahamian men. And why should we let them when they're right here for us to take advantage of? Is that what it is? They are ours to take advantage of. We don't want nobody else. That's right. Like, this is our laws to break if we want. We don't want no foreigners coming in and breaking. Is that what it is? Just checking. Anyway, back to sports news. Let's celebrate Team Bahamas. If you have an opportunity to get out there, I think access is free. I think there are some VIP events. There's definitely going to be daily sessions for kids, young soccer players, with members of the visiting teams and the Bahamas national team. It's definitely a great family event. It's after school. So dear schools, I know we're getting towards exam time, but for the younger kids, if you could take a break on the homework so they could get out with their parents and enjoy this, not once in a lifetime, but once in a blue moon opportunity, until we make the Bahamas the home of beach soccer in the Caribbean, if not the wider Latin American region. Another story, high school soccer nationals return May 19th to 27th. See there. Dear parents of students playing soccer, please, if you have an opportunity, get them out to this event from the 8th to the 14th. If you're running if you're a coach for just a regular, degular, not in a league neighborhood team, get your players out 8th to the 14th to Malcolm Park. The high school soccer nationals were derailed for 3 years, and the excitement is high. We're back on the field. This year's championships will feature 16 teams of 8 boys and 8 girls. The nationals are being held by the BFA, that's the Bahamas Football Association, in conjunction with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, in honor of the late Samuel P. Haven, Jr. If you know soccer, you know the name Haven. The teams from New Providence, Abaco, and Grand Bahama will all showcase their best soccer skills. Abaco champions will travel to GB to play, and then the team will commute to New Providence for the Nationals. I guess that's the winning team. In New Providence, the BAISS winners will battle against the third best GSSSA, that's government school soccer team. Additionally, the winner of the GSSSA will battle against BAISS's third seed, and then the two second seeds will play each other. There will be 25 minutes per half for the girls and 40 minutes per half for the boys' gameplay. We're going to talk about that, but just not today. And then the winner of those two schools will remain supreme. QC Comets took home the hardware for the junior and senior girls, and junior boys' championships belong to St. Andrews and Lyford Key. Oh, and Lyford Key took the senior boys' title. So
Sock didn't win then.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. How you
good
doing?
Good morning.
You good?
Good morning. I'm great.
It's good to see you.
Sock didn't win.
I mean, they didn't win. But they are win, man, Mr.
So Sock didn't win then?
Yeah, no, okay.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good. That's what's most important. That's what I saw in the story.
Rivalry, rivalry, rivalry. I want to say good morning to the entire Sock family, including the alumnus, because I wish that I, myself, and the whole Bahamas had an advocate the way that Sock alumni advocates for Sock. That's all I say. That's all I say, Mr.
Okay. Newman.
Yeah, yeah.
Sawyer.
Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, also.
Because two of y'all has beat me.
Also.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Happy belated birthday.
Why, thank you, sir.
Happy belated birthday. Your birthday was yesterday.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know. Cuatro de Mayo.
Yes, absolutely. And today is Cinco de Mayo, and I want to remind my friends that before you use a Mexican holiday to excuse your KB-ishness, that's you're drunk again, delve into the culture and get a sense of what the day is for and how it is that we have commercialized it for our own pleasure. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't, because I don't drink, so let's think.
I live by this code. I don't drink and drive, Aaron.
Good stuff.
I drink, then I drive.
Oh, boy.
Drive slow.
Like the next day.
Yeah.
Like the next day. I like that. The next day.
I have a text message here.
Mm-hmm.
Said to tell you, great show, as always. He is the CEO and founder of Dream Team Executive Transportation Services. He said he tunes in every day.
Thank you, sir.
He said to tell you happy belated birthday.
Right,
as well.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, that's Biggie Moss right there. That's
all
right.
Right, okay.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to keep his number in mind. I want to encourage everybody like I encourage myself. I don't like to drink and drive. And so if you want to go out for a night on the town, know that we have...
Right, we have the services available.
Right.
Dream Team is ready to come and pick your drunk behind up.
Yes.
Yes.
And take you home safely.
Wherever you need to go.
And keep everybody else on the road safe.
Yes.
Dear young people, we are becoming the country that you want to live in.
Exactly.
You got to be a part of that dream too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We live where you want to vacation, you know?
Biggie Moss, good morning, sir, and thank you very much for the service that you do for the nation and the birthday greetings.
Yes.
Thank you. Listen, one last story, and then we're getting into the tank.
NBA.
Yeah, and I got a giveaway question. Quick one giveaway question.
No problem, man.
We're giving away today a seasonal sun, a very small like agribusiness package.
Okay.
You get a pack of Chichani Wonder salt to season your food.
Mm-hmm.
You get a seasonal sunshine rum finger, perfect for church prayer meeting and parliament and soccer tournament. And you get
soccer tournament start Monday anyway.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And then you get a tea bag from Martha's Creations, a natural bush medicine tea bag. So after you do your lime, your local sour, and your pepper salt and your shot,
mm-hmm,
and then you go to bed and in the morning drink some tea and feel better.
That's the Bahamian concept.
I love it.
Anyway,
so we're doing this one giveaway today. The gift is a small salt from Seasonal Sunshine, a rum finger from Seasonal Sunshine, and a tea bag from Martha's Creations, which is Martha Hannah Wilson, one of our leading bush medicine preservists, right?
Okay.
Culturalists.
Mm-hmm.
The question is this. How many Bahamian high schools participated in the pen relays? And you could find this, you could Google that should come right up in your...
Quickly, yeah.
Yeah, that you could find the article that'll give you that information there. And if I don't get an answer in the next 5 minutes, I'll give you all a clue. Text, great show as usual, Miss Green. You don't think the king could have found a prettier queen? dear
man,
sir.
Man.
Let me tell you something. I am going to pretend that you are a devoted fan of Princess Diana. And anybody who married Charles after Diana cannot be pretty. That's a natural human emotion, right? That's a natural human emotion. But we should not have those sorts of attitudes in the Bahamas, okay? Let's not dig a grave for one and end up falling in the next one. Might as well dig two. That's what it say, right? Good. Let's not do that. Because many of us look like our fathers and many of us look like our mothers and we are of the opposite sex. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah. Either which way.
Yeah. Don't go there. Don't go there. But we cool. We cool, Texter. I got a number here that says 80. I got a this is the answer to the quiz. 2. No, those answers are incorrect. Giveaway today. How many Bahamian high schools participated in the most recent Penn relays? Okay, that last story was Reverend Thompson takes over as chair of Bahama Games. The Bahama Games are coming up July 6th to 14th.
Boy, you know, dear, I'm in the Bahamas Games now nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
I got to go.
I am a little concerned. We're not going to get into it today. I'm going to do a whole different show about that. I'm a little concerned about the timing. I don't see no advertising. Ain't nobody come to me and ask me if I want to, you know,
on the basketball team.
Do the stretching. No. I good.
Okay.
I am in charge of I want to be in charge of stretching for the event, especially for the seniors. I don't know if we have taken seriously the amount of stretching required for us to participate. We need to start stretching at the end of, in the middle of June if we can make it for July.
Yeah, we're pretty good at stretching the truth.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know.
And that's why I ain't going.
Because you got so many Celtic fans who believe that they can win a championship. And that's stretching the truth.
Absolutely. It is stretching the truth. Okay, I got a text here. I didn't see this much protest and contest since he was in the throne. That's because you weren't paying attention, maybe. Text.
Maybe they weren't born yet because the Queen had been around from Truman time. So, yeah.
Yeah. Seems like. Oh, wow. Texter, that was so rude. I can't even say that on air.
No, don't.
No. Aaron, how can you call this a plantation when you have a national platform and a voice? And don't you think you should pay homage and gratitude? If the authorities tell you to bow, Aaron, you know you will.
What I say is, right? Save that for Monday. Hold that check. Screenshot that.
Yeah.
These people got you going on a tangent that ain't sports related.
No, and listen.
And that's because you started earlier with the first text.
Yeah, but don't watch that.
In the car,
we got to get back to it because the Golden State Warriors took advantage of the home court advantage.
They held serve, you know, but the Lakers still
27 points they held serve.
That's fine. That's holding serve. That is AD not doing what he's supposed to do.
All right.
That is LeBron just being.
I was about to say. I figured.
LeBron had himself a great first half, only 2 points in the second half, only took, three shots, five shots.
Well, that's understandable. You take 2-3 to 5 shots and you only score 2 points. I'm cool with that. That's not an embarrassment. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to repeat the question, give the telephone numbers. We're going to go to a break, and then we're running right into NBA.
Okay, no problem.
We're going to do a wrap-up of the first round and then head straight into this conference round. The numbers to call to answer the question or to talk sports this morning, please don't encourage me on my birthday to talk the politics.
No.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you live in the Bahamas but not in New Providence, 242-300-5720, toll free. Forget the toll part. Free.
Yeah,
I like
free
that
God.
Part.
Yeah,
text line powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right, I've got a text winner. I will also take a call, a winner by call, by telephone. So text with the last three digits 6813. You are the text winner. And I'm going to take the call winner. The first winner gets the Seasonal Sunshine Prize. The second winner will get a book about...
Excellent.
It's a wonderful book. I could read the title of it right here. It is called The Hidden Life of Trees. The Hidden Life of Trees. Okay. Let's go to the break. The question is, how many Bahamian high schools participated in the most recent Penn relays? Take us to a break, producer. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Sawyer. NBA News is coming up right after the break.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, stay tuned. It's about time, Mr. Sawyer. plenty chafing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to the break, you guys stay tuned.
Edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get ready to celebrate our 50th independence with a golden jubilee. The Road to 50 presents the inaugural Jubilee Day. It's a day to celebrate the Bahamas and the Bahamian people in grand style. We're jumpstarting the Independence Party on Friday, May 5th at the Southern Recreation Grounds. Come and explore the cultural village from 4 to 9 p.m. and take your seats by 6:30 to witness a fantastic cultural show. It's all about the black, gold, and aquamarine. Wear your colors to show your pride. Schools all across the Bahamas will be taking part. This day is made to celebrate you. It's Jubilee Day, Friday, May 5th. For more information, visit CelebrateBahamas.com or go on social media and type in Celebrate Bahamas.
To be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian, yes. God gave this land to me.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here comes the king of the south.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When Abby say the King of the South, I think he talking about Dakari Turnquest, 16-year-old from Deadman's Key, Long Island, won the nine ball singles at the 2023 West Coast Challenge Florida Pool Tournament.
I can beat him shooting pool, you know. I sure of it. Once we tie one of his hands behind his back.
I was about to say, I turn on my time machine, I got him back 20 years. I could beat him, I go back 20 years. I mean, mainly because he's alive then. But other than that, because I was a boss shooter back then, congratulations to Dakari Turnquest. Got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. You calling to answer the question or to talk NBA?
Yes, Mom, answer the question.
Yes, I'm ready.
Is it four?
No, it is three.
All right.
Three. Thank
Good
you.
Try, though.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're very close. I gave away the answer just now. I'm dead excited.
Yeah.
I'm dead excited.
Anyway, go on to bed already.
Sorry. Ma'am, thank you very much for calling in. The answer is three. We have a text winner. We got to get NBA Sports. Okay, Mr. Sawyer, remind us. In this context.
First and foremost, don't poke the bear.
Well, don't is that poke not the bear. Something,
Dylan
right?
Brooks now has to apologize to LeBron James if he wants a job in the NBA. Dylan Brooks said he plays in the NBA. LeBron told him, I see cold. I am the NBA. Dylan Brooks said he too old. You got to go and you got to show me 40 points.
That's exactly
beat him by 40 last game.
Is that what Brooks actually said?
Brooks said that after game too, yeah. He said, Bron is old. I don't respect him.
Oh, no, he didn't say that to Bron, like, on the court.
No, he said
like,
it to reporters. Yeah, icy cold. Bron ain't saying nothing, you know. Bron ain't saying nothing. He just beat him by 40 in game 6. And say, yeah, go with that.
And when did he say it in game
2?
Oh, yeah. They mean to do that.
Yeah,
they
man.
Didn't do it in Game 3.
No, all for all five.
They saved that.
Yes.
When we close out the series.
We can beat you by 40. Seeing that okay. You want to talk with us 40, we can beat you by 40.
So we're going to need to have a meeting with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, the Ministry of Tourism, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and National Security to find out if we're going to let Dylan Brooks in the country.
Exactly.
Because well, you're reckless, sir.
You are reckless. And you don't have the skills, you don't have the accolades, you don't have the awards to step into LeBron James's shadow.
You chose, and you chose violence unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily, you poked the bear. He said that, actually, I poke bears. You poke bears, eh? Okay, good.
Okay, the Lakers
good.
Played,
you don't have the athleticism.
They played the Grizzlies, right? In the last round.
They played the Grizzlies in the last round, yes.
Memphis, you don't need to go talk to this young man. I'm not sure if he said it's any good. Okay, I got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
I'm calling a reference to the question about the schools and the relays.
Yes, sir.
I was the one who gave that answer. It was three of them, right?
You gave the answer via text?
By text.
Yes.
By text.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what I must do, let's leave my name?
I left you a whole text, but that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Leave. Don't hang up the phone call. You're going to be transferred to the producer. Leave him your name. And the number, let's make sure they match, and I will leave.
Now, the number one match, because I want to give it to somebody because I'm calling from Freeport.
Okay, I got you. So you're going to give the producer the name of the person
right.
and their number.
Right, right.
And then you let them know that they need to come to the Guardian today before 5, after 11, before 5, or Monday after 9. But don't come any day after 5 because ain't nobody can be here who could help.
All right, I understand.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll hold on.
Yes, sir, thank you so much. All right, so I gave away the answer for the second, for the question, for the caller. Here's for the callers only. Name the three schools. Name the three schools, Bahamian schools that participated in the Penn Relays. Name the three schools. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
I am good. Thank you. Sorry about that. Caller, you just hold the line. Just hold the line and the producer's going to take care of you. Okay, Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
What happened to Miami? Where did they get that surge of energy from to take out the number one
seed? Well, the Bucks no longer have a head coach. The head coach was let go yesterday. Mike Budenholzer was let go yesterday because it was quite an embarrassment. You're the number one seed, best record. This is, what, 3 times in the last 5 years
that
he's been coached. They've had the best record in the league and failed to get to at least the conference finals. They won a championship in 2021. Yes, I get it. You know, I understand. But I'm going to answer the question directly. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play 2.5, nearly 3 games of the 5-game series.
Yeah, and so it's only a 5-game series.
It was only a 5-game series. It was supposed to be best of 7. It was a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
4-1.
Yeah.
You know, so really well and truly, Giannis didn't play. He's the focal point of their offense. So if he's not out there, then you're asking Drew Holiday to take on more than he's accustomed to.
And how do you replace a big man?
Right. You know, and Middleton was injured for quite a few games.
Yeah.
So I know full well teams like the Celtics are breathing out a sigh of relief that they don't have to play Giannis anymore.
Yeah.
They play in the Sixers, and they better and the Sixers better start playing with the Celtics. The Celtics can shoot when they get hot. They can shoot, as evidenced by game 2.
Yeah.
Them winning by, what, 34?
Yeah.
But game 1 shows that if and when the Sixers need to, which I think they do,
they need to
go small. Give the ball to James Harden. The man loves to score.
Yeah.
He loves to score. Give him the ball and get on his way. 45 points in game 1. Unprecedented. That.
But
knowing full well that there was no Joel Embiid they won.
Here's the question that I always have to ask, though. When you see your star players scoring 45, right? What does that do to the momentum of the other players on that team?
It boosts their morale to say, well, I mean, it should. Any good team should to say, hey, listen, we're going to ride the hot hand. Whenever he's tired, we have to pick up the slack. We have to get the rebounds. We have to dive for loose balls. we have to challenge the 50-50 plays.
Yeah.
Because if he's scoring, he doesn't need to do anything else.
But score.
But score.
Yeah.
You know, that's your support system. And when he's out of the game, then you score one.
Right,
or two.
So this is what I'm figuring.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's championship level thinking.
Because Buddy is often faced with having a hot night, breaking a personal record, but it's like the rest of the team falls apart.
Exactly.
Right, because they're
not a championship level thinking.
Now, is that coaching? Is that team chemistry? Or is that a lack of skill at the right moment on the court?
I believe it's just a lack of confidence, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always said any given night, any given day, you know, any team can beat any team.
Yeah.
You know, if you go out on the court saying, boy, look at that over there. But that's LeBron, that's AD, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so. But we get beat tonight. You know, but we down a player, we down two players, but we get beat. But everybody in the NBA is good,
yeah,
is excellent. They are professionals. You can't go on the court thinking, oh, well, anyway. And because they speak about Jason Tatum, and because they talk about James Harden, and because they discuss Steph and Klay and the Splash Brothers, that we can lose to them. Go there and look, hey, listen, I'm paid NBA money just like you. I'm making a salary just like you. I travel on a team plane just like you. I have uniforms and trainers and the like and support staff just like you. I can beat you. I will beat you.
But don't be Dylan Brooks.
But don't be Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
A caller on the line. Remember, the question is, three Bahamian teams participated in the most recent Penn relays. What are high school teams? What are the names of the high schools that participated? Good morning, caller.
Morning, Miss Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great, thank you, and this is Sawyer.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, so I hear you are trying to brush off the beating that the Milwaukee Bucks got from the Miami Heat.
Oh, no!
Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
With your excuses that Giannis was injured and Middleton was injured, well, let me explain something to you. Tyler Hero was injured. Oladipo was injured. And not only that, the Milwaukee Bucks is a professional NBA team, and they are very, very integral when they are picking players. So if one of the players are injured, next man up. So don't try and take away from the Miami Heat by giving excuses for Giannis or Middleton, because none of those teams were operating on all cylinders. So you must understand, the Miami Heat literally gave the Milwaukee Bucks a good licking, a cutting. And I would advise you, sir, to take that as it is.
You sound like a Mystery Heat fan or a Mystery Dolphins fan.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, sir.
All right, I can address him. Okay. Yeah, but thanks for the call, though.
Thanks for the call.
I can address
him. Hold on. Who are you pulling for? Who's going to win the whole thing?
Oh, the Heat. The Heat in his mind.
Miami, give a minute.
Who do you think they're going up against?
Golden State.
I don't think the Heat could beat Golden State.
They're going up against Golden State.
Though. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you pull for the Heat. I can pull for Golden State, okay?
Well, I pull in for two of them.
I like
all two of them.
True Bahamian style. This is a man of my own heart. Thank you so much. How could you not? Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, Mr.
Okay,
Sawyer.
Good. Let me get to him right now. First and foremost, I did make mention of the Heat and them doing well. It was a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, there was no Giannis. Giannis is that team's focal point. The Heat don't have a focal point outside of playoff Jimmy.
Okay.
The Heat plays as a team. They don't run through any one particular person. And I did make mention of the fact that championship-level teams, when they see a player getting hot, like Jimmy Butler did, scoring 56 points in game 3, I think it was, they went after the 50-50 balls and the loose balls. So that way, Jimmy had energy to score. So that's still a championship-level mindset while they were playing the number one seed.
So look here.
Thanks for the call, eh?
Is that what the problem was with Westbrook on the Lakers? Because I get the impression now you got two sorts of teams.
Man, you know, he begging for a ring. And yeah, Patrick Beverley said, the Lakers win championship, they want a ring. Listen, you don't get a ring if you get treated, eh? You get a ring if you was injured.
First of all, don't say nothing to Beverly Curry. I scared. He's choose violence every day. Sometimes I understand why. But I was, you know what I was about to say? You were right. When we were talking about that big man play and the rest of the team stepping up to fill in all the other spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
small man can't, we're not seeing very many small men step into the role of a big man, right, and expand his court presence. But I believe Beverly, what his name is, Patrick?
Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly. And I keep calling him Beverly Curry, like he wait for Zedness. Patrick Beverly and Rodman, right? They bring that tenacity. They bring that energy. They ready. Patrick Beverly need to tone it down a little bit. He gets a little bit too big for the court. We expect you to bring a persona bigger than your body onto the court. But you got to be careful and you got to be able to tamp that down, you know. And Dennis Rodman, I think, struggled a lot with dealing with the energy from the players and his teammates outside of the actual gameplay.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And still went out there every game and was prepared to eat you if you slunked or slipped.
Yep.
Let it slip on the court, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see a lot of small men necessarily bringing that energy to... It's like a Barkley. Barkley played far better than his skill level. Like, he brought an energy on the court.
Not really skill level, but height and size.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had skills. He was just, quote-unquote, short for his position.
And he could take your nerve.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, I found that very interesting. In the same way, Westbrook not a good fit any longer for the Lakers because...
No, he wasn't.
The Lakers were designing plays... around a star player.
Right.
And
he wasn't the player.
Right. And at the very least, he needs a Miami-style team where outside of particular issue, we all are the team.
No I in team, except for game three with Jimmy Butler when he scored 56.
Yeah.
You know, except that game.
That's the highest so far, right?
That's the highest so far.
Playoff.
Yeah, that's the fourth highest in NBA playoff history.
Right.
Yeah.
And he, who's number two? Right now, is it LeBron or Steph Curry? Highest single game points.
Oh, no. Jordan first at 69.
No, I mean in this year, in this playoff.
Steph, I think, with 50. He scored 50 on Sunday in game 7 in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Kings. They great series, great team on the come up. I believe so long as they don't have a complete meltdown and get all upset and have internal discord, they should be back next year.
Now that
they've tasted what it is to play against a real championship-level team.
Yeah.
You know, and Mike Brown, great coach, mm-hmm. did exceptionally well in his first year as coach. So, I'm looking to see them more on the rise than the Grizzlies because the Grizzlies have a lot of internal issues, Ja Morant and everything he faced. And,
Dylan,
the Grizzlies already say that Dylan Brooks ain't coming back. So, hopefully, you know, he lands a job.
Hold on. What do you mean?
Or the Grizzlies say they're not re-signing Dylan Brooks under any circumstances. I believe once he apologizes to Bron, he has a good shot he has a good shot to be a great role player for the Suns next year.
On or off the team? Like
on the team.
On the bench?
Yeah, man, coming off the bench.
Okay.
Because they had to let go of so much of their bench last year in order to get Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing it now that they're down 2-0. 2-0 last year with the bench that they had was nothing.
Right.
But Chris Paul is injured. They don't have a good bench because they had to let go of everybody.
Hold on, Chris Paul ain't playing?
Chris Paul is injured. Chris Paul pulled his groin in the third quarter of game 2.
Y'all don't Tiger Bomb and Ice Up, eh?
Every single year.
Don't mind me. If I tell you how I break my foot, you'd be like, Aaron, we don't even have insurance for that, man. We don't have insurance for that type of being old. That type of being old don't make no sense. But I would make a point to Buddy, who incurred that $25,000 fine unnecessarily.
Just for healing his boy.
Yeah, Buddy, let me show you something. We can start fining you. Like, if they fine you $25,000, we can need $25,000 to the children's home or the youth sports league or something, okay?
Yeah, or at least buy $25,000 worth of chicken snacks or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
something.
Right. But Buddy now, got to be careful. You could lose your whole career. You could shift your whole trajectory just by putting up a middle finger and getting fined?
Well, I mean, hopefully it's lucky for him.
No,
it's lucky
has.
It was only his Bahamian compatriot.
Right.
You know,
look at Dylan Brooks. The boy who
Dylan Brooks went after the NBA. You don't go after LeBron James. You don't go after the king.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
You don't make no sense, boy.
And most of all, you
watch
wait,
me play ball.
You wait till you win.
But LeBron been in the league so long and has done it at such a high level for so long.
Yeah.
He played against his head coach his first year in the NBA.
Wow. Wow.
He played against Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham was playing for the Pistons at that point. Right?
Yeah.
Because he has a ring as a player with the Pistons when the Pistons beat the Lakers in 2004.
Listen, we
he played against his head coach. That's how long LeBron has been in the league and doing it at such a high level.
Yeah. This is, man, look here. This is fascinating. I tell you why. Because when we were looking at the LeBron ultimate all-time point race with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's no longer playing, right? And we say, well, you can't compare LeBron to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Well, actually, you can now, because while you can't compare them,
you can't compare them as players. You could compare their body of work,
right? And where they stood, like where they are located in the field of players in their time.
Yes, both LeBron and Kareem are on the Mount Rushmore of the NBA.
Yeah.
LeBron, Kareem, Magic.
Jordan.
I
want you all to put Rodman there because Rodman is the most underrated defensive player in the history, I think. Well, him and there's a couple more.
Yeah, he learned a long time ago. He learned a long time ago. He can't play offense. What he can do, and this is what he did for practice, you know. He had his trainers come and throw the ball at the rim at different angles. So he could learn if the ball bounces this way off the side, that's where I need to be jumping. That's where I need to be leaping. That's where I need to be stretching.
Yeah.
That's how he honed his one craft.
Yeah.
His one craft was rebounding. He made it to the NBA Hall of Fame off of rebounding a ball.
And it's like the Lakers gave up on rebounding last night, man. I mean, mind you, they were already like 20 plus points down.
I don't understand. Well, I mean, they won the first and the fourth quarter, you know. It's the second and third quarter where they let the game get out of hand.
Yeah.
The Warriors scored, 84 points between the two quarters? 41 in the second, 43 in the third.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers scored 84 to 47. That's not going to win you much. The whole game was over at the end of the third quarter. LeBron needed 80 played in the fourth.
I noticed that. What are we going to do with 80? You know what? Every morning I have to call him and remind him, you may be 80, but you ain't 80 Hannah, so you got to get up and go to work. You ain't going to get elected.
Yeah, man. But
you ain't
going to
get nominated on a pose. You ain't going to get elected on a pose. You ain't 80 Hannah.
80 spun around in the lane, got dunks, put back dunks, fighting for rebounds, block shots, everything in game one. 30, 23, 4 blocks. You go in there 11, 7, and 3 blocks?
Yeah, no. We don't
taking
need you.
Jump shots and little hook shots.
See,
and playing.
That's why I'm mad at Westbrook. If Westbrook was really serious about this game, he was going to try and figure out how he could do what AD can do when AD, you know?
When AD ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mr. Sawyer, we are all out of time, and I want
to... Oh, by the way,
Sean
Smith just went and sent me a message to let you know, hey, Westbrook is done. I'm wondering, but 80, it stands for always disabled.
Westbrook, when they say you're done, what they mean is there's a wonderful place for you in the halls of academia. Go teach these people how to play ball, but just slightly better than you. And come
you
to the Bahamas on vacation because we love you anyway.
That energy, man. But that energy that Westbrook plays with is unparalleled.
All right, who's coming out of this conference? Knicks
Knicks in the Heat?
Yeah.
Boy, I really do hope the Heat win, but because the Heat are indeed full of injuries,
it may be
two key players.
Wow.
It's probably going to be the Knicks.
Wow. Okay. Boston versus Sixers. Philly.
Philly made the mistake of letting
Boston win one.
Of letting Embiid play in game two. They should have waited to game three, which is tonight, so that way Embiid could get his trophy. The crowd will go crazy, and Boston don't know what to do to combat the noise and the and the raucousness.
Philly
you
don't
play him, and he did not have a good game. He scored 15 points. He's the MVP of the league, and Boston held him, and they blew them out. It wasn't even like they won close.
Suns, Denver.
Denver.
All right, and the biggest game, the biggest matchup.
Yeah, that's the NBA Finals right now.
LAL Golden State Warriors.
Check me next week.
Yeah, I think Golden State.
Golden State should win in seven, but don't count out LeBron James.
Absolutely.
For God's sake.
Look, yeah,
saw that rainbow three last night?
Yeah, this is a very wild shout out. I want to shout out, it's Reese, podcaster, Twitcher, YouTuber in Philly. He is over the moon right now with his Philadelphia's 76ers. That's how I don't even follow you all hardened like that. But I was giving him this shout out because it was his birthday recently. And you know who's the first person to give him a birthday shout out?
Mm.
A Bahamian.
Good.
A Bahamian. That's why I do the birthday shout outs.
Yeah,
Bahamians understand what it means to feel special.
Always,
we want other people to feel special too. Okay, we are all out of time. Producer,
yeah,
Scott,
yeah,
playing
BJ.
That music.
Yeah, yeah, BJ.
I got this last
Celtics,
text.
BJ.
It says, Aaron, y'all see the PM talking about climate change and y'all giving out books. Why can't y'all give out PDFs? Because I could tie a whole bunch of books together and float away from the storm water in a hurricane. I can't do that with a PDF, sir. I kid. We can talk about that on Monday. Mr. Sawyer, thank you for the birthday greetings.
Yes, man. I hope you have a great weekend this weekend.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for the slices of cake to roll in, but very thin slices because diabetes. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Have
Stay
a great
tuned.
Weekend.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Sorry we didn't get any winners on the phone. To that texter, your package will be downstairs for your person to
yes,
pick
sir.
Up. You guys have a great day. And don't forget, winners, don't forget to come to The Guardian to pick up your books. Have a great day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.